Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Well, what we're going to do here on Herb Talk is empower you, because that's what we'd like to do. Magical engineer Frank and I are ready to roll. We've got some good things we're going to talk about today. And thanks for joining us here on American Voice Radio. Goodness, you know, if you just look at the calendar, the days just fly by. And let's see, today is the 20th, so that means Dr. Rebecca Carley is going to be with us for the second half of the show. Can't wait. So we're going to be talking about, I'm going to have to wait and probably save my ocean of infection for, you know, another show. But don't forget, coming up on the 27th, a week from tonight, we're going to be talking with a very important lady, I think. She is the inventor of classical stretch. It's Miranda Esmond White. I think she's just in Canada. But anyway, she's got this great exercise stretch routine that I think you should know about, and she's going to join us to talk about it and tell us how she got into the whole concept of how she presents this stretch routine. I'm using it, and I have seen a big improvement when I do my other exercise routines, cardio and so forth. So I think it's a very important thing to have, and so we're going to have her on the show. And hopefully she'll improve everybody's life, right? Well, big salute and semper fi. I'm lifting up our righteous men and women in uniform. That's right. I keep them in prayer. I'm praying for righteousness throughout this United States. I'm praying for righteous men of valor to stand up and correct the wrongs here. We got lots of wrongs, you know? I just pray, like in Isaiah 59, it says, yes, the Lord for justice and truth, and I'm asking him to help America out because we got some issues. And I often think of that quote in 1 Peter chapter 4. It says, if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? So we got some serious praying to do, and I hope you'll mind the time, for it grows short. So seek the Lord's face. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, what do we got here? Well, this is just pretty funky. Right before I came on the air, I kind of came across this news story, and I don't have all the information that I wanted to talk about, but I got the gist. I've never heard the likes of this. You know, tattoos, the kids are into the tattoos. But now the big facial modification for the generation Xers, Nexers, and whatevers is eyeball tattooing. Have you seen this? They tattoo their eyeballs. That's becoming real popular. So what they do is they take the white part of their eye and they select a color that would complement the iris. So it's an interplaying color they select that surrounds their iris. I think gangsters, gangbangers and stuff are into it. Some of them that are gothic have some really creepy looking eyeballs when they're done. Nothing out of this world. You know what I mean? It's really very odd and alarming, I think. So there you go. Tattooing your eyeball. Last but not least in the quack report, here it is, the jet lag pill. Remember I told you they were going to come out with this? Yes, a few years ago they were, you know, tinkering with the idea, and scientists have invented an experimental pill to help reset your body clock. So if you have sleepless nights, if you work in second or third shift, if you travel a lot and you got jet lag, they go, worry no more. Insomniatics, we have the pill for you. So basically the human body is designed to sleep at night and be awake during the day, and disrupting this circadian rhythm can cause, you know, a lot of people distress. It can even disrupt their health, cause heart problems, cancer even. So this new drug is created by medical researchers. They think they have been able to, with this drug, synchronize the blood cells in the body to effectively fool your body into thinking it's that night is day and vice versa. So these are tablets that have been devised by scientists at Canada's McGill University. It's a specialist group, Douglas Mental Health University is there. And they've tested the pills on about 16 volunteers. They put them into isolation chambers so that their circadian rhythms got disrupted. So what happens is the white blood cells contain this biological clock mechanism that controls a sleep switch within your brain, according to the experts. Oh, and this was all in the Journal of the American Society of Experimental Biology, if you want to check it out. So they use this drug to mess with your white blood cells to supposedly synchronize or recontrol your body's clock. They are steroid-based pills. So Dr. Nicholas Sirmakian, he's co-author of the study, the report. They said animal studies have shown that the central clock in the brain sends signals to the clocks in your other organs. Okay? So this is going to be a huge trickle-down effect then, isn't it? So it plays a central role in transmitting signals. You know, get ready for a bunch of people on new circadian rhythms, and God knows what will happen with that. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thanks, Frank. Okay. I know Dr. Carly's going to be with us here in a little bit. Check out some things with her. If you want to check our website, Reversing Vaccine-Induced Diseases, you can go to the powerherbs.com website and click on links, and you'll find her banner and click on that. Gets you right on over, and she'll be with us soon, and we'll chat it up, see what's going on. Right now, I want to talk about some ancient sources, okay? I may have to do a part two on the ancient sources because I came up with so much stuff. I love antiquity. You know, I probably, if I didn't become an herbalist or madre, mother herbalist, I would have probably been, one of those people digging in thieves, you know, an archaeologist. Now, scientists and researchers have been turning to ancient medical texts lately for the herbal medicines and also for even folk remedies that were written down thousands of years ago to help them find the next generation of drugs. That's right. So science prefers to take herbs and turn them into individual derivatives to make their science-based medicines called drugs. Now, in the Asian countries, about 80% of the population uses herbs for medicine. For instance, in China, scientists are turning to the herb compounds, which now make about 40% of the Chinese pharmaceutical market. So the Chinese government spends about $1 billion a year in this traditional medicine research. And roughly, out of all their hospitals, 15%, roughly 70 hospitals use herbal medicines to treat their patients, where the rest of them use Western medicine. So the West does not typically embrace Chinese herb medicine or any of the products, due largely to the concern on quality. So the European Union makes it illegal to sell traditional Chinese herbal treatments, which are not registered with the European Union traditional herbal medicine registration scheme. Now, as China wrestles with improving their quality standards, other countries are keeping their ear to the ground on what healing miracles may be discovered in herbs. Now, let's talk about this other stuff, the scientists are doing to our herbal compounds, because that's what scientists do. That's what pharmaceutical companies do. Researchers are discovering that medicinal herbs have multiple compounds, and this makes it difficult to isolate the compound that performs the task they're seeking. Now, the ancient herb formula for just two herbs to present a molecule complex situation. Just so, if you had an ancient formula with just two herbs, very complex, according to researchers. So what science is discovering is that herbs have many ingredients inside themselves, and this makes for hundreds of compounds. In other words, to expedite this process, Chinese researchers have constructed a computer with algorithms to screen large collections of herbal extracts to try to isolate the pure compound, which can have hundreds of molecules and cell lines. So the problem they face is, if they focus tightly on individual compounds, guess what? They're going to miss the big picture. Compounds can have a synergistic effect when paired together. So separation of these compounds can produce a very different result. So modern medicine does the same thing when they treat a specific area of the body that may be sick with disease instead of treating the entire system. So what they have so far is the scientists and the doctors in China have been doing, what they've been doing is looking at these herbs to, let's say, improve digestion, to see if they can use it to relieve side effects of chemotherapy. That's right. Perhaps they should look at herbs to destroy cancer and skip the chemo, right? That's my thinking. However, real cures cannot justify the cost medicine demands to keep operating. So the researchers in China received funding from the National Institutes of Health and the United States, your tax dollars, to develop an experimental drug for the purpose of making chemotherapy more tolerable. So in other words, the patient, they're going to try to patent the herb first, the herb compound. They have to isolate it, and they have to alter it out of its original state in order to patent it. And this is how they operate. You know, they strain out a gnat and they swallow a camel. Seriously. Let me read you this quote by, let's see if I can't massacre this guy's name. Carl Wenhong Hsiung. He's a neurobiologist at Life Science Division in Hong Kong University of Science. He says this: there are around 100,000 herbal formulas going back 2,000 years that can be used to treat a range of illnesses, from depression and insomnia to osteoporosis. Traditional herbal medicine, is a human treasure, and it should be shared with the world. End of quote. Yeah, well, you know, just don't patent it and try to, you know, control it, and people can't afford it. All right. I want to talk about this shipwreck for just a minute. This was totally cool. In 2002, a shipwreck off the coast of Tuscany, Italy, revealed some very interesting health secrets. Artifacts were recovered that were about 2,000 years old, and they were medicinal in nature. In other words, there was a mortar and pestle. There was a what they call a bleeding cup, a surgical hook, and these tins that still had dry, intact herbs in them, they were green tablets. So these were the only known medicine samples ever in antiquity. So the Department of Antiquities in Italy released a sample of the tablets to be analyzed by geneticist Dr. Robert Fleischer from the Smithsonian Center for Conservative and Evolutionary Genetics, because everybody wants to know what plants were used to make those ancient supplements. What scientific evidence tested, they tested the tablets, and it showed that a lot of the plant's DNA was degraded. However, the plant fibers were all very well preserved. So they extracted what DNA they could from the sample, and they compared it DNA listed in the GenBank. This is a genetic database that is operated by the National Institutes of Health. And what they finally found were traces of carrot, parsley, alfalfa, celery, wild onion, radish, yarrow, it's an herb, hibiscus, and sunflower. So the tablet was held together, they said, by clay. And researchers then cross-referenced the ingredients with ancient Greek texts, such as the Hippocratic Collection, thought to have been written by Hippocrates, and they concluded that the ancient supplement was used to relieve digestive disorders, which sailors were known to have. So there is speculation that the tablets would have been dissolved in a liquid to drink, such as wine, vinegar, or water. So if they can recover more of the ancient medicinal artifacts, it will offer clues as to how the ancient physicians worked and how the trade routes influenced their plant-based healthcare. Now, let's talk about before the famous Greek physicians like Hippocrates and so forth, supposedly the geniuses of modern medicine, right? Well, before the Greeks became known for their healing knowledge, there were the Egyptians. That's right. Homer, 800 BC, wrote in the Odyssey that the Egyptian physicians were extremely skilled than any other culture. And much of what is known about the Egyptian healing arts is through later reports in antiquity. So very few Egyptian texts on health have been found or well preserved. It is known that famous Greek healers such as Galen and Hippocrates studied at the Temple of Amthrop, and their writings acknowledged that the Egyptian medicine was a great contributor. Now, the Rosetta Stone in 1822 shed some light on the Egyptian hieroglyphics and some medicinal treatments written on papyrus. Now, some of these texts were instructions for Egyptian doctors to perform surgery. Other texts wrote about formulas for prescriptions and how to diagnose disease or set a broken bone, and even medical reports on what is thought to have been tumors. So a majority of the healing arts included ailments made from animals, minerals, vegetables, or fruits. And the ancient world of healing arts also included spells and alchemy, most notably attributed to Egyptian priests. And this one famous Egyptian priest was also an architect and a physician. His name was Imhotep. He wrote about trauma cases. I guess falling off a horse or a chariot when in motion caused many injuries, and some of them were fatal. Now, it is believed that the boy King Tut fell from his chariot and broke his leg. X-rays and MRIs of his remains suggest that the wound was quite severe, with the bone protruding out of the skin, and that he most likely died of sepsis, you know, a blood infection. So the Egyptians seemed very interested in the brain, and they developed cranial sutures, and they were also able to analyze cranial and spinal fluids. Check that out. So medical scholars feel that the health treatments provided by ancient Egyptian physicians surpassed the medicinal skill of Hippocrates, who lived 1,000 years later. So magic was not the only medical mode for the ancient world, as the texts point out, and the ancient healing arts developed from observation, examination, and experimentation, just like today. But there was this really critical hierarchy in ancient Egypt and the healthcare of ancient Egypt. The medical hierarchy in ancient Egypt was as follows. There was the chief medical officer, the superintendent was after him was inspectors, and then the physicians. So it appears that the coroner or the medical examiner was at the top. You know, he was the top man. He was followed by detectives and law enforcement, and physicians were at the end of the totem pole. And, you know, this makes sense. This was a culture obsessed with the afterlife. And it makes a lot of sense that the guy that sends the body to be mummified would be pretty important. So, by the way, the name for the Egyptian physician in the ancient world was Wabe. Yeah, that's what you called a doctor in ancient Egypt, Wabe. Get me the Wabe. Now, the first recorded female physician in Egypt was Lady Peshet, 2400 BC. And in ancient Egypt, a proctologist, you know who that is, right? You know what the proctologist is, right? Well, if you don't, look it up. But anyway, in ancient Egypt, a proctologist was known as the shepherd of the anus. Don't you love how they put stuff? It's just great. All right. Well, let's talk about this path that ancient healthcare forged for us. Now, the Egyptians forged many paths in the long history of medicine. They were the first to discover that the heart was involved in the blood supply to the rest of the body. They were the first to discover vascular medicine. They also acknowledged they were knowledgeable about renal function, you know, kidney disease, and also mental health. They also wrote about treating depression and dementia. Now, in the ancient world, there were fertility specialists, there were dentists, ophthalmologists, oncologists, and all in ancient Egypt medicine. So some of the entries were pretty fascinating to read, very entertaining too, such as this one that said, half an onion and a froth of beer was considered a delightful remedy against death. Uh-huh. Well, I'll take that over chemo any day, that's for sure. Now, the Egyptians had their own version of syrup of ipecac to empty the stomach from poisonings, and there were treatments to remove parasites that are still being used today. So the Egyptians used a lot of herbs and spices for their medicine, and it included cumin, fenugreek, and coriander. These were some of their standard herbs. Now, the ancient texts listed some herbs and their health benefits. They would use sesame to soothe asthma symptoms. Mustard, they said, relieves chest pains. Mint for decongestion or digestion. Turmeric to help close wounds. Poppy for headaches and insomnia, and onion for colds and heart problems. Now, the American medical physicians today practiced some of the ancient healing arts, including alchemy, just like the Egyptians did. Alchemy was practiced with supernatural incantations, metals, crystals, amulets. It was anything but scientific. Now, from this ancient culture of witchcraft called alchemy, we have developed vaccines. They're very dangerous ingredients in vaccines, which also include your metals, your heavy metals, mercury. It's a form of alchemy. That's what it is. Now, Dr. Anthony Morris, I've talked about him before. He's former head of the FDA's vaccine division in 1976. He confirmed that there were no scientific evidence ever in the studies to support the claims that vaccine therapy was beneficial to health. None. Zero. Zip. All lies. It's alchemy. It's superstitious. But, you know, there's a dual use here. The ancient world of physicians had its strengths and weaknesses, just as medicine does today. The Egyptian physicians excelled in areas of trauma and surgery, but they turned to less effective treatments with regards to prevention. Now, we can learn by past mistakes, and we can strengthen our bodies with healthier lifestyles and powerful herbs for preventative medicine. Now, if you would like to learn how you can make your own antibiotic, you know, you want to check that out in the Power Herbs ebook. It's just $14.99. Just pick one of those up at thepowerherbs.com. And you can learn also how to cleanse away heavy metals and boost your immune system by calling and requesting a free product catalog from Apothecary Herbs. They'll send you a free catalog, or you can download the PDF version on their website, thepowerherbs.com. Go there, or you give them a call. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Now, for international listeners, dial 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277. And again, their website is thepowerherbs.com. So if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Yeah, they'll educate you on how you can use these herbs and achieve what you need to do. So thepowerherbs.com is where you can go. Download the PDF version of the catalog or request a hard copy. It's free. And if you're there, sign up for their online newsletters. They've got a couple of them that go out each week, and they're free. The American Survival, which talks about health, finances, you know, political stuff. And then the Health Quest one, which is just about health. So you can sign up for those and put them in your shopping cart along with your free product catalog. Get educated. Get empowered. I hear music, so that means we got to take a break. And on the other side, we're going to talk with Dr. Rebecca Carley. So stay where you are.
life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
Don't trust anyone wearing a mask, robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Unexpected. I do everything the doctors tell me. Follow all those pills they sell me. I'm afraid that germs might kill me. Vaccine zombie.
We're Thank you, Frank. Frank, well, he discovered that song for Bumper. And our view, Dr. Carly, Vaccine Zombie. How are you doing, Dr. Carly?
I love that song.
Oh, well, there you go, Frank. She loves it. That's good. Well, Dr. Carly is with us once a month here, and her website is Reversing Vaccine-Induced Diseases, and you can click on her banner on our links page to get over to her website. And you also do a radio show. Tell us what's going on with that.
Yes. My show is entitled What's Ailing the World. It's on TLB, which stands for the Liberty Beacon. The Liberty Beacon, towncrier.com, and it's on Wednesdays from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern. We'll be moving to 2 hours soon. But on this Wednesday, I'm going to have this upcoming Wednesday, i.e. tomorrow, I'm going to have a guest that's been on my show before, Anita, who is the person that developed the anticorruptionsociety.com. I've mentioned her many times. Very important website people should check out to find out how to protect yourself from the corrupt course, the fact that global warming is a scam. She's got so many documents on the top of this site. So that's Anita Whitney. She'll be on my show tomorrow. And it's amazing the information that is coming out. There's so many whistleblowers coming out at this point that have a conscience, and you know, it's good news, basically.
Yeah. Well, we've been sounding the alarm for like ever. I'm glad people are starting to wake up. I mean, I think a lot of people are waking up to a lot of things, even in politics lately. And anyway, so I wanted to ask you if you saw this article. I'm not sure if it was in the Charlotte Observer newspaper, but it was talking about a new strategy that the pharmaceutical companies that make the vaccines and the CDC, researchers at the Columbia University Medical Center, got together, and they put together some new ways to persuade people, families, parents, to get vaccinated, whether it's the flu shot or whatever. So what they do is they go out and they test, just like people test advertising ads to see what pulls. And through text messaging, Dr. Carly, they would text people on their phone, and they found that people responded and obeyed and went and got vaccinated if the text message was an educational type of message. What do you think of that?
Well, it's mind control, obviously, and, you know, how anyone can believe the media now, it's just amazing to me. Like, what's wrong with these people? Well, I know the answer. They've been fluoridated and vaccinated and had so many toxins that are affecting their brain. But it's totally insane, but very revealing that they're telling us this. And I also wanted to bring up this article that you sent me from, let's see, ABC News, why North Carolina measles cases are worrying health officials. And it's amazing. They have a picture of this young girl, a Syrian girl, who fled to Turkey with her parents. And basically, they're injecting her, and the look of fear on that child's face says it all. You know, they may talk about vaccinating you against a disease, but what I always tell people is no, they're inoculating you with a disease. And they found one infected person in North Carolina, so now, you know, this is another excuse to push their toxic vaccine.
Yeah, well, we're just going to have to, you know, be praying it up some more here. Because this other thing I wanted to ask you on, you know, because you're talking about people getting vaccinated, getting fluoridated, a lot of toxic drugs, antibiotics, and things like that. What about this story that we were just...
Hello?
which will not produce drug-resistant side effects. In other words, you know, the pathogens they're going to be treating supposedly won't be resistant ever to this drug. And so they've been testing it on mice, and I think the new drug is called T-O-Baxton, if I pronounced that right. Have you heard about it?
Is that the one they made from dirt?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yes. I don't get the Charlotte Observer anymore. I can't take it. there's too much propaganda. But I did see something on the news about this drug made from dirt.
Sound plausible? Does that sound plausible to you? Or do you think that's just more hocus pocus they're throwing our way?
Well, it's always hocus pocus. And, of course, dirt is made with bacteria. I mean, there's millions of bacteria in dirt. So if this is true, folks, you might as well go out and get a teaspoonful of dirt rather than pay Big Pharma to make something like this.
I was talking to a lady yesterday that was, you know, I said, well, you can make your own antibiotic right now if you got salsa and garlic in your refrigerator.
Uh-huh.
She didn't know how to do that, and I told her how, and she did, and she emailed me today saying she feels so much better. Apparently, she had a sinus infection or something, and she didn't have the money to go to the doctor. She didn't have the money to buy anything. I said, well, look in your fridge, because it's probably something there.
Yeah, there's so many herbs and spices that are very powerful, you know, to treat infections. What I prefer is colloidal silver, and I had an amazing experience myself, and all my pets take it every day, but I developed a dental abscess, and I couldn't afford to go to the dentist and have my tooth yanked out. So I started taking massive amounts of colloidal silver, and the pus stopped coming out, the pain went away. So there's many things you can do. And I know that you're an herb person. You know, you've got your herb things. I use homeopathy and colloidal silver. There's many natural solutions, folks. You don't have to go to a white coat, because I can assure you what they're going to do to you. I mean, the stories I hear every day, they're horror stories. Unbelievable things that they're doing to people in the hospitals especially. And staying out of the hospital can save your life.
Well, this is true. This is true. And there's lots of things people can do if they just, you know, research. And I say prove it before you use it, Dr. Carly. You know what I mean? I think people need to investigate things thoroughly. Even if it comes, you know, down to the natural stuff, just make sure you do your homework, right?
Right. Well, the good thing about natural stuff is that you can't hurt yourself. I mean, I've never heard of anybody overdosing on, you know, olive leaf extract or anything like that. On the other hand, what the white coats are going to do to you can hurt you. They've killed both of my parents, my two younger brothers, and now they're killing my younger sister with chemo and radiation because nobody in my own family listens to me.
Speaking of chemo, I've got a relative going through that too. They don't listen to me neither. But I was just talking earlier before you came on about what the brainiacs, the scientists in China are doing. They've gone back to the old medical texts, the folk remedies that are, you know, thousands of years old. They're trying to locate some substances, herbs and so forth, that they can extract and make their new drugs out of, you know, trying to isolate compounds. Anyway, so get this, Dr. Carly, they've built a computer with an algorithm to extract all the compounds and identify the isolated components that they need to make a drug that will make, out of something natural, that will make tolerating chemotherapy much easier. You know, why don't they just look at, you know, herbs that kill cancer and skip the chemo, you know?
You can't make this stuff up.
I know.
You know, this is what they do. They corrupt things. Yeah. And I'm blanking out right now what the basis for aspirin is. But
salicin, ace ticalicylic acid, yeah.
Right, okay. So basically they extract something from a plant and then they corrupt it. And especially in the case of aspirin, they base it on a coal tar formula. I suggest everybody, if you've got aspirin in your cabinet, take out an aspirin, put it in a metal spoon, and apply flame and see what comes out. It's tar. Tar causes cancer. I mean, there's so many examples of this. It's unbelievable. And but like you said, these are the brainiacs who work for Big Pharma, and they have no motivation to teach people about natural therapies, which is disgusting. You know, it's really amazing how many people are selling their soul for cash.
Well, yeah, it's the delusion of healthcare. You know, and speaking of healthcare with the Affordable Care Act, you've probably heard this, that the Obama administration through Medicaid is slashing reimbursement patient payments to doctors by 43%.
No, I actually didn't hear that, but nothing surprises me. Because, of course, under the population reduction scheme, that's their goal, is to decrease the population. And so it's self-evident. I mean, I actually had a patient recently. Thankfully, he's still alive because I told him what I would do if I was him, and he got out of the hospital. He had a brain abscess. They were treating him for cancer. I knew it wasn't cancer once I saw the scan. And they were actually giving him steroids to decrease the pressure in his head. And steroids, of course, shuts down the immune system. I mean, it's insane what's going on. And this happened to be a Medicaid guy. So it's really, you have to do your own research, folks. You can't trust your white coat. You can't do your own research. At the very least, if you're prescribed a drug, go to any search engine, type in the name of the drug, hyphen side effects. Read for yourself what they admit to. You will never take these drugs if you do that. And there's natural solutions for everything.
Right.
So Wendy has solutions, I have solutions.
Sure.
And, you know, it's been 2 decades since I left the hospital and started doing my own research. And, what I have found, what they're covering up. Just for example, with colloidal silver, the FDA is trying to take that off the market. It's unbelievable. These people are psychopaths. And everything they do is toxic. And so it's, you know, if you want to stay alive, if you want to have any, you know, measure of health, you better do your homework. You can't just go to the white coats and say, oh, my doctor told me to do this. No. Because if you do, especially if you go in the hospital where the superbugs live, you can end up dead.
Yeah, excellent. I know. And the Ministry of Health did a kind of a survey, and it was published, I think it was on naturalnews.com, some other places on the Internet, where they found that doctors were telling patients they had cancer they didn't have just so they can get paid.
Oh, yeah. I know that goes on. Definitely.
That's just criminal. That is just
criminal. But the one group that's never prosecuted for murder are the doctors, because doctors kill people every day.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is just the way it is. The only doctor that ever got prosecuted, as far as I know, is the one that killed Michael Jackson, and he was charged with some ridiculous charge, like basically that it was not intentional. Well, obviously it was intentional. How could you give propofol to somebody in their home? But that's what we're dealing with, and that's why people have to realize if you don't have your health, you have nothing. And if you don't do your own research, you will have a problem if you go to these people. Because they will lose their license, as I know very well, if they start telling you what's really bad. So they can't tell you the truth. It's illegal for them to tell you the truth.
Well, you know, I did a show on comparing leading cause of death now and what was leading cause of death just 200 years ago, Dr. Carley. And leading cause of death 200 years ago was death by bacterial infection, you know, or viral infection, or a parasite, and sometimes plague, you know, like bubonic, you know, or smallpox, something like that. Today, the number one cause of death is prescription drugs that are prescribed, and the patient took them appropriately as prescribed, so it's death by doctor.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah, there was also an email, I'm sure you probably got it some time ago, where they were talking about death by guns versus death by doctors. And
yeah.
It turns out doctors are much more dangerous than guns.
Yeah, more people die from their prescription meds. And, of course, I think they try to look for reasons that, you know, the patient died. I mean, but that's the number one thing you see on coroner, the death certificates, you know, death, and they'll list the prescription drug. And a lot of times young women are dying because of their fertility drugs that they're on, you know, or from, yeah, birth control meds. Third-generation birth control meds are very deadly, I hear.
Yeah, actually, a good friend of mine that lives here in North Carolina, her daughter was given this birth control pill called Yaz, and she gave me the package, and it was unbelievable. I mean, anybody that read the package insert would never take that drug. Very high incidence of heart attack, stroke, all kinds of different problems. So, and it's amazing. You know, the FDA, which, of course, is a for-profit corporation listed on Dun & Bradstreet, actually, you know, is put in a position to approve these toxic poisons. And all you have to do, I usually have television on in the background when I'm working on my computer. There are so many commercials for prescription drugs, and they list the side effects, you know, death, stroke, whatever. And then, you know, it's a commercial for the drug. So it's amazing that anybody would want to be on that drug after watching the commercial. But that's what we're dealing with here. These people are making toxic poisons, and they're killing so many people. Actually, there was an excellent article in Vanity Fair a couple of years ago entitled Deadly Medicine. You can find it on the internet. And they reported in that article that 200,000 people were dying every year from drugs. 200,000.
Wow. Yeah. It's more from wars and everything else, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Wow. Well, let me ask you your opinion, because this has been kind of in the news a lot lately. It's where do you suppose this is going to go? When the UK is trying to, if they haven't already, Parliament was going to approve the new method of using three embryos in fertilizing eggs for babies, and people say this could go to designer babies and all kind of stuff. What are the health consequences that we might see down the road if they decide to do this kind of thing?
Well, first of all, I would say it's satanic. There's got to be all kinds of spiritual consequences. But it just goes to show that these mad scientists will do anything. Anything. I mean, first of all, what I always like to point out to people is, why are so many women and men infertile from vaccines? And I know that because I've had many of these infertile couples do my protocol, and all of a sudden, here comes baby. So vaccines are actually a very important part of the infertility, and what they're doing is choosing who can have a baby. If you can't afford, you know, whatever, how many thousands and thousands of dollars to go to a fertility clinic, then you're not going to be able to get pregnant. So this is one thing that they're using. And as a matter of fact, I actually have a book published by NATO immunological adjuvants and vaccines, where they have a whole chapter in there about how they put something called BCG, beta-chorionic gonadotropin. It's the hormone a woman produces when she first gets pregnant. They put it in vaccines in the Philippines and a couple other places, and they're writing about it in this book. It's like, look what we did. Isn't this great? So you develop an antibody against the hormone, and then when you get pregnant, you have, a miscarriage. So this has been going on for years. That book was published in the 1980s. Mm-hmm. So this is what we're dealing with, folks.
Well, they certainly are using diabolical means to disrupt and pervert what was created by God. And so I just think people like you and I and others out there that are trying to shed light on, you know, the simple and natural ways are the best ways and can help you stay healthy and avoid some of these problems. Are there any other treatments that you know of that are going out there to the masses other than vaccines that are causing infertility or population reduction?
Well, antibiotics is a big one because, of course, with antibiotics, you're producing antibiotic-resistant organisms as well as causing systemic yeast to grow in your body.
Right.
But all of the chemo drugs, you know, the radiation, it's all bad. There's nothing they do that's actually good. Nothing. And that's why I left medicine back in the early 80s, because I saw what was going on. They're killing people. And I just decided I wasn't going to be part of that group.
Well, good for you, Dr. Carly. We're so glad that you're not. And tell the folks, if they want to get in touch with you about some of your protocols to reverse vaccine-induced diseases, how can they get in touch with you?
Well, my email address is on my website, reversingvaccineinducediseases.com. It's drcarly@gmail.com, but I get about 1,000 emails a day, so it's much better to call me. My number is 828-294-0662. That's 828-294-0662. And the services section of my website explains how I do consults.
Right. Now you do also have a download for folks if they're worried about getting in trouble and they don't want to have vaccines, whether it's work-related, school-related, or even pet-related. You do have a document, Physician's Warranty. What's the name of it?
Physician's Warranty of Vaccine Safety.
Right.
That's on the Vaccine-Induced Disease tab. I think it's 4 pages. And basically, anybody who wants to vaccinate any person or pet that you love, you approach them with that document and watch how fast they run to the bathroom. So
right.
That's a very powerful thing, because a lot of times I get called, you know, maybe dad wants to vaccinate, mom doesn't. So I always tell people, bring that document with you, both of you go to the white coat and watch and see what happens, because they will never sign it. Basically,
right.
It's a document stating that they know what's in vaccines and they know it won't hurt the child or pet.
Right. Well, we're out of time. I'm sorry, Dr. Carly. Hey, thank you so much for joining us. And, of course, vaccine-reduced diseases, reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com. Dr. Carly's link tab is on our links page. Click on that. Give her a call at 828-294-0662. We'll talk with you again next month. Thank you, Dr. Carly.
Thank you, Wendy. Keep up the good work.
Okay, we will. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.
Nah.